Now back to the third hour of Garden Talk with Mark Weber.
I have a question for you.
Yes, I had a question for you too, actually.
Your question first.
Your recipe for a possum.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Is
yes.
Step one first run over the opossum?
Well, you have to, it's got to be deceased, okay? All right, here's, I found this website. It's called hillbillycrackpot.com. Uh-huh. And there's a section of how to catch and cook a possum.
Well, catch it. Okay.
It says, once you get your possum skinned and clean, you will need 8 big taters, 2 big spoons of butter, 1 big spoon of sugar, a pinch of 2 of salt, thyme, marjoram, or pepper to taste, a 1 cooking pot with a 1 tight lid. Put the possum in the pot. Just enough water to keep it from burning. Cover it with a good tight lid. Possum takes longer to cook than the taters, so wait until your possum is stewed for about an hour before you add the taters to the pot. Place the taters along the sides of the possum. Mix in the sugar, salt of your choice, thyme, and margarine or pepper to taste. Every 15 minutes or so, take off the lid and baste your possum with juices. By now,
possum juices.
By now, the possum's own fat will render, and the water will make some delicious possum gravy.
Are you sure?
And when the possum is tender and the meat's falling off the bone, mix a little flour and you'll, if needed, and some water and some of the fat and taters, and you made yourself some possum gravy. More of this and so much more on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7. I'm going to laugh.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break in.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to hour number 3 of Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. And no, I'm not going to repeat that recipe. I think I've lost my appetite. 457-1290. And welcome to the third and final hour of Garden Talk for this week's edition. A little bit about myself. I'm the president and co-founder of Mark Weber's Landscaping, and I am designated by the International Society of Arboriculture as a board-certified master arborist. I've retained being a certified arborist since 1998. I'm also designated in other states as a licensed tree expert. And I'm also been designated by the American Society for the Horticultural Sciences as a certified horticultural professional. So when you call Garden Talk at 457-1290, I will give you the expertise and the knowledge on how to take care of your lawn, garden, and landscape, and more so make it a reasonably beautiful place and a reasonably safe place. So that's what we talk about here on Garden Talk each and every week, is how we feed our plants, how we prune our plants, how we plant our plants, and how we tend our plants, which brings us to today's monologue. It's an interesting question that I'm going to pose this morning for the last hour of Garden Talk. And Garrett, I'd like for you to chime in on this one. I was going to ask Christine, but she had to have the skinny on how to cook a possum. So I literally lost it there, was describing how to cook a possum, which I hopefully will never have to do the rest of my life. But Garrett, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Wind is what breaks most trees, okay?
Yeah.
Wind forces. Trees have two different types of forces. They have what they call static forces, which is gravity. And then they have dynamic forces, and those come from wind and rain and ice and snow and all that stuff, Okay?
Yeah.
What is the maximum wind speed that most trees that are structurally sufficient, meaning no defects whatsoever, can withstand before they break?
I'm
not talking from the roots. I'm talking about the main trunk.
Okay.
Or the big scaffolding branches. So if you've got a tree that's, let's say, for discussion purposes, is structurally sufficient, has limited decay in it, it's been trained and it's been properly cared for, it's been pruned and it's been taken care of by good horticultural and arboricultural methods, what is the maximum wind speed? And let's say it's in Dayton, Ohio. Let's say it's Florida. Let's say any of the eastern seaboard states. Even worse, let's say Kansas or Oklahoma, which is the windiest places in the United States. What is the maximum wind speed that plant, for purposes of failure, that the forces are so great that the wood fibers are going to buckle? What is the maximum wind speed that tree can take?
I'm going to guess about 55 miles an hour. Is that close? Is that in the ballpark?
No.
Oh, man.
Why do you say 55?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of like what a wind speed comes around whenever there's like a tornado or something. And that's the first one that popped in my head for some reason.
Yeah. And before you get the phone, in Dayton, Ohio, we average at least 4 to 5 major 50-plus mile-an-hour wind events a year in Dayton, Ohio. So that the answer 50 is no.
That's way too high?
It's way too low.
Way too low? Okay.
Yeah, the maximum wind speed is much higher. So 457-1290, if you think you know what the maximum wind speed is that a tree can sustain before, and we're talking about predominantly that wind being out of the west. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And why all this matters is maintenance. It's kind of an interesting underlying thing about tree failure. Trees that fail in many cases fail because of big defects. And those defects are typically from decayed roots or decayed tree trunks or decayed branches or decayed smaller branches, or parts of the tree are deteriorated related to decay. And so the way that we take care of our trees, by the way that we prune them and the way that we plant them and the way that we train them and the way that we feed them and we fertilize them and the way that we water them, all have consequences on how that plant is going to make it long term. And when that big wind event comes up, depending on how that tree has been cared for, makes it more or less likely how it's going to fail related to that big wind event. So I think you're going to be surprised today when you find out how much wind trees can take. It's pretty fascinating discussion, and I would be curious what your take of it is. What is the maximum wind speed that a tree can take? 457-1290. If you know the answer, and oh my goodness sakes alive, we've got Joyce from Dayton who wants to talk about what? Joyce from Dayton, good morning.
Good morning, Mark Weber.
You're going to make my day even more fun. You know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this old possum thing with red butts.
Let's just keep it going like they do on one of these other talk shows for
well,
3 hours.
We're not going to get into any politician bashing today, but
I'm not going to talk about politics. I do that the other days of the week when I listen to Rush.
Okay, so tell me about the spice from Red Bud and the use in the cooking of a possum.
Well, I didn't want to say that. What I want to know is what kind of spice comes from the redbud tree.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Because I've never heard of a spice coming from the redbud.
Well, the reason I brought this up was when I prepare what plants I am, I usually do a couple different things. I look up in my dendrology books, and I find out about this particular plant I have interest in. And I go back into it, And I kind of create this question that is important from the standpoint as I'm trying to give you, the listener, clues, but also
Throw us off.
Throw you off a little bit, but also help educate you about the importance of why this plant is the way it is.
Okay.
My sense is with redbud is redbud is a tree that's a legume. It's in the pea and bean family, okay?
Yeah.
And legumes, and if you think about it, peas and beans give us a certain flavor profiles, right?
Well, everything gives a flavor when you cook it.
But my point is that what flavor profiles do beans and peas give us?
I don't know.
You know, they kind of give us richness. They kind of give us, they're full of folic acid. They're high in potassium and iron and manganese.
Mm-hmm.
So those flavors that to me that would be coming from a red bud would probably be comparable to what I get when I eat a bowl of black beans or a bowl of or chili, like a full of kidney beans in it. Those kind of same flavors are probably going to be found in that red bud. In fact, did you know that I should have done this with what plant I am. It just knocked me in the head. Did you know the flowers of the red bud are absolutely delicious?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I actually like to pick them and put them on my salads. And I know I sound like Yul Givens picking pine nuts from the woods, but the flowers of a red bud, if you pick them off and put them on the tip of your tongue, they taste like snow peas. Yeah. Mm. And they're really fun to put into salads. In the springtime when the red buds are in bloom, and it's a very delicious thing that you can add in the salads. But it actually, a red bud flower tastes like a snow pea. You ever eaten a snow pea?
I don't remember.
They have a little bit of a taste like a pea, like a garden pea, but a little bit milder would be the way that I would describe. And of course, everybody's taste buds a little bit different. But that, yeah, to me, that's what the red bud is doing, is it's adding some flavor through the increased amounts of folic acid, potassium, iron, and manganese. That's where the flavor profiles are coming at.
Yeah, well, I know that the beans and peas they're real good for you when you eat them.
Yep. But I promise you that I will never cut red bud twigs off of my red bud to cook a possum, because I plan not to eat possum. So.
Well, I was going to say, when you were talking about that opossum, you didn't tell us how to skin it, how we take the guts out.
I'm not
going
to go that far.
And I just have to say this. I know it'll make you laugh even more. If you don't take the guts out and you throw that thing in the pot, you know, you was talking about letting it cook and then you had to take the lid off of it every once in a while.
I
thought that would be so potent you'd have to open up all the windows.
Yeah. And like I said before, I plan not to go there, nor shall I ever. I don't plan to skin a possum either. You really have a pleasant day, okay?
All right, and you too, Mark. It's been so fun anyway.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. So what is the top wind speed, Garrett, that trees that are structurally sufficient can handle before they break? Let's go talk to Chris, and he's driving. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. So, Chris, what is that maximum wind speed that most trees can take up to before they start to break?
You know, I'm going to guess 105 miles an hour.
You're really on it. It's about 100. It's about 94 to about 104, somewhere in that range.
Gotcha.
Depending on if the way that the NOAA people, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, when they go into zones when tornadoes and stuff hit, they a lot of times, to determine if it was a tornado, is they'll look at the damage debris field, and if certain things break, they a lot of times can determine what the wind speed was on the ground. Because a little thing that a lot of us don't know about is that wind speed a lot of times can't be picked up, particularly on the ground, how fast it really is sometimes. And so what they do when they go to investigate after a tornadic event or a straight line wind event, they'll see what things broke as a result of that event, okay? And with and we actually have charts now that show us with trees, that softwood trees typically are like pine and spruce and those kind of trees, are somewhere in that 94 to 104 range, and so are their deciduous cousins. So it's an interesting conversation, but what it leads us to say, though, is that if you properly care for your trees with good structural pruning and good proper care, you can actually improve the likelihood of that tree withstanding a 70-mile-an-hour wind event. And we can get those here very easily. And you know, even with when we had Hurricane Ike, you know, back 2000, whatever it was, I'm going to tell you, there was a lot of trees that sustained no damages whatsoever. And those were trees that were trees that I knew from personal knowledge that had been properly cared for and taken care of, because I was taking care of them before Hurricane Ike came to town. And I can tell you the trees that were properly cared for before Hurricane Ike came to town did not sustain the massive damages, the massive losses that occurred. In fact, I remember going on the air after that event and talking a lot about how a lot of the failures of Hurricane Ike, when it came to Dayton, Ohio, were foreseeable and preventable events just related to the fact that property owners didn't do any types of maintenance to their properties, including many of our cities and municipalities. So it's one of those things where, the science is there that bears out that taking care of your trees with good pruning practices really pays for itself when these type of natural events occur. Chris, thanks for the call, and I hope you have a good weekend. And I hope you haven't ever you've never eaten a possum, have you?
I've never eaten a possum. No.
Me neither. No. You take.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for the call. Bye bye. When we come back, more Garden Talk after this, as we begin to continue to crank up the phone lines at 457-1290. For 28 years, we've been planting the seeds to a greener and greater Miami Valley and beyond on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Taxlagers is our name.
Family-owned since 1959, our mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. Fresh seasonal plants make great gift ideas for any occasion. Stockslinger's four-season plant program gives a plant every month. 687-2722. Stockslingers.com. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on U.S. 35.
Stockslinger's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
David Cemetery offers many options for your cremation, from niches in our mausoleums and columbariums to a ground burial in our traditional grave spaces or scattering in our remembrance circle. Like traditional burial, placing a cremation in a columbarium or mausoleum niche offers family and friends a physical location for memorialization. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
For more than 100 years, DPNL has powered the Miami Valley and has helped solve our community's needs. A strong partner and neighbor is who we are, and our legacy continues with the DPNL Gift of Power Program. In partnership with the Salvation Army, DPNL is raising funds to assist local families with their heating bills due to unexpected financial hardship. To donate, go to dpnl.com/gift or respond to the envelope in your bill. With your gift, together we can warm the homes and hearts of our neighbors.
Belmont Coin and Jewelry buys and sells rare coins, silver dollars, Morgan dollars, federal coins, and currencies of past eras. You can trust you'll get the right price when you buy or sell here. Starting January 1st, there is no tax on investment coins and bullion. Don't get fooled online with fake goods. At Belmont Coin and Jewelry, everything is guaranteed to be real and authentic. Call 937-252-6895 or visit BelmontCoins.com. Honest appraisals, accurate prices, Belmont Coin and Jewelry.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement. Plus, learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
Come see Dayton's newest holiday tradition, A Carol on Christmas. Every night from November 29th through December 30th from 5 to 10 p.m., Carol on Historical Park's 65-acre campus is transformed into a winter wonderland of sparkle, magic, and holiday cheer. The park features light displays, Santa's toy shop, live music, carousel and train rides, holiday shopping, historical demos, and more. Closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Visit DaytonHistory.org for more info. Come visit Dayton's Yesteryear at Carillon Historical Park.
Keeping your family safe. Our Storm Center 7 team of meteorologists bring you the information you need to know around the clock 24/7. Depend on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:28, 28 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Snow showers and flurries are likely for your Saturday. It will be blustery and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Snowfall accumulation generally less than an inch. A few areas west and north of Dayton may receive a little bit over an inch. Drying for your Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. There is a little bit of blue stuff up in the radar. I'm not sure what that means, but hopefully it's nothing, no white stuff. It's 23 degrees in downtown Dayton on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial for you to be part of Garden Talk. And if you've got a gardening question, we would love to hear your voices today at 457-1290 as we continue with this edition of Garden Talk. Let's head back to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I am well, sir. How can I help you today?
Well, I've got a question about trimming or pruning cranberry cotone aster.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm wondering when the best time to do that is.
Well, cranberry bush cotone aster is a plant that flowers in the spring and sets fruit by midsummer, okay?
Correct.
So this is a plant that if you would prune now, you have a really high likelihood of cutting off its flower buds for next year.
Okay.
And I would also say to you, it'd probably be wise as well to probably prune this plant in the spring after flowering.
Okay.
And let it grow. It's the plant that really responds nicely to pruning in the springtime. It's a plant that, you know, frankly, if you would do a hard prune on it now, it's pretty much going to probably damage that plant into the winter season. Okay, does that help? Does that help you?
What about doing a harder pruning in the spring? The plant's about 25 years old, and it's in really good condition. I've kept it fairly well sized to the flower bed.
Yeah,
I'd like to resize it a little bit.
Yeah, what I would say is do a stool prune with it, and do that in the month of March or April. And,
okay, great.
And you cut the plant nearly to the ground, maybe 6 inches above the soil line, and it will regrow.
Okay, perfect. I got one more question if you got time.
I got to put you on hold, but I'll get you after I talk to John Scott. Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you. We'll come back for more on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7. I'm so glad you're here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 8:32. I'm Christina Casale. Our top story, President Trump's travel ban issue back in the courts.
Snow showers and flurries for your Saturday. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic. We're keeping a close eye on the freeways for you this morning. Right now, no accidents or slowdowns to report. Things are moving smoothly out there. And now our top story. A federal appeals court is now considering whether to uphold the latest travel ban issued by President Trump. Fox News Radio's John Decker has more from the White House.
13 judges on the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals must decide whether the president's executive order violates the Constitution by discriminating against Muslims or is necessary to protect national security.
The 4th Circuit rejected an earlier version of the travel ban in May. Firefighters can't seem to catch a break in California, where close to 85 structures have been destroyed by wildfires, and they still continue to burn.
We continue to move resources and anticipate, you know, additional wind events coming through the weekend.
CAL FIRE Chief Ken Pimlott noted the largest fire is the one burning in Ventura County.
Fox Justin Rosenthal says, fortunately, the winds haven't been as high as was expected at first. TV host Steve Harvey is being sued for fraud. Fox's Ted Lindner with the details now.
Former employee Vincent Dimmick is suing the Family Feud host, claiming Harvey hired him to help raise $20 million for charity. And Dimmick claims he was promised 12.5% of everything he brought in, but that Harvey refused to pay him the employee commission.
Harvey's agent says the allegations sound fake and added that Harvey is the most loyal guy in the world. Here's the exclusive Storm Center 7 24-hour forecast from meteorologist Crystal Davis.
Snow showers and flurries are likely for your Saturday. It will be blustery and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Snowfall accumulation generally less than an inch. A few areas west and north of Dayton may receive a little bit more snow, over an inch. Drying for your Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is clear. The blue that we're seeing on that radar is high up in the clouds, not hitting the ground right now. It is 22 degrees in Springboro, 22 in Springfield, and 23 degrees in Dayton at 8:34. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Christina Casal on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
You want to give the perfect holiday gift, but you also want to stay within your budget. Well, James Free Jewelers has struck the perfect balance.
I know that they don't carry lesser quality products. I knew whatever fit in my budget was going to be an amazing piece of jewelry.
And this holiday season, you can save 15% on any purchase over $5,000. Or receive a pair of diamond stud earrings valued at almost $500. Your choice. Excludes Rolex, Patek Philippe, David Yurman, Gucci, Custom Designs, and Loose Stones.
For having such good looking diamonds compared to the prices of other stores, James Free was an easy choice for me.
You can even get a $5,000 engagement ring for only $85 a month.
The one at James Free was the biggest and best quality, best cut and color, and it was less expensive.
Find out for yourself why Lux Magazine named us Ohio's top jeweler for 2017. James Free Jewelers, 3100 Fire Hills Avenue in Kettering. After all, the best Christmas is with James Free under the tree.
Open this Sunday from noon to 5.
Hi, I'm Karen Klepas of Dayton Church Supply. And this holiday season, we are celebrating Christmases serving families, churches, and spiritual organizations in the Miami Valley. Nativity scenes purchased from us years ago are still providing the lasting message of Christmas. We invite you to visit us at 136 East 3rd Street downtown and see our vast selection of gift ideas to lift the spirits of those special to you. Choose from Bibles and missals, rosaries and jewelry, statues and candles, crosses and crucifixes, devotionals and holy cards, and nativity scenes. The Tekken Camp and Klepas families thank all of our customers for your continued patronage and invite those of you who have yet to visit to come in and experience a little Christmas. We are at 136 East 3rd Street, downtown. Call us at 937-223-2521 or find us on Facebook. Open weekdays 9:30 to 5, Saturdays 10 until 3.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Let's spend time to take a walk through the garden gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. John Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Mark Weber.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Can you say peppermint poinsettia three times fast?
Have you ever eaten a possum?
No, I haven't.
You are the great hunter, so I was going to ask you that question because anybody that has done something like that would be you that it came to my mind.
I do have a friend, Brian Uten, whose family hails from Peebles, Ohio, and Brian does swear by his grandma's possum stew, and that's the honest to God's truth. Yep.
Okay.
And squirrel gravy. Two favorite things.
Gravy, huh?
Hey, but Mark, this is possum. We're going to say possum starts with a P, but like possums, poinsettia starts with P.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of Knollwood's poinsettia weekend. And you and I always talk about poinsettias. And mm-hmm. I know for me personally, they just have a little bit more of a maybe a place in my heart than a lot of other people out there since our family has grown and sold poinsettias now for close to 90 years. So, but, you know, for me, if you looked on the blog, you saw some pictures. And I sort of went away from the traditional red this year and put some pictures on the blog of three semi-new poinsettias. And just to show a lot of people now are moving away from some traditional things that, boy, in the world of poinsettias, there's a poinsettia for every shape, color, and nook and cranny of the house.
And some.
Yeah.
And you know what's
not fun? Not as bad as petunias yet, but they're headed that direction. But,
yeah, but
I just find it interesting to see the different ones that are out there and how popular they really are becoming.
And you know, John, a lot of people have this thought process that they're one, that people think they're poisonous. They are not poisonous. I'll tell you that 1,000 times over again. They are not poisonous. They are not poisonous. They are not poisonous. So please, 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 ladies and gentlemen, don't think that this is a poisonous plant. So let's put that out. Even if the dog ate it, nothing would happen to the dog. But this is also a group of plants, John, that offer so much diversity in color and so much diversity in shape, so much diversity in just, if it's so easy to take care of these characters, and they'll give you color through the balance of the winter season.
You know, and the nice thing is when you buy one at this time of year, a lot of times I hear a lot of customers say, well, I don't have enough light for a poinsettia. Well, let's face the facts. Most people are trying to get their poinsettia to look good for about 4 weeks. You know, they're going to mm-hmm. put it in the house now. They're going to enjoy it through New Year's. And by the middle of January, they're saying goodbye to it. The light conditions to keep this plant alive for 3 to 4 weeks, the energy is already there. The color is already there. So for that 3 to 4 week period, doesn't make that much of a difference if you want to keep it on. I've got customers who have poinsettias that are 3 and 4 years old that they've maintained.
Uh-huh.
Sure, then we're going to talk about light conditions. But for the common person, the other key thing is just keep them a bit on the dry side. You know, we talk about never watering to saturation on many, many plants, and the poinsettia is no different. You know, if you think, oh, I'm going to just water it heavily once every 10 to 12 days, yes, you're setting yourself up for failure. Hey, I'm going to give it just a little bit of water every, 4 to 6 days, depending on my home's environment, and just keep that soil lightly moist. You're going to be very, very successful with that plant.
Exactly, exactly. John Scott, can you give our listeners, and I know this is off-the-cuff question, if I walked into Knollwood today, how many poinsettias would I see inside Knollwood if I walked inside Knollwood today?
Probably in the range of about, including 4.5 inch, probably around that 2,000 would be my guess.
2,000?
Yeah, and I'm low. and I'm low at the moment, only because I haven't got in. I've got another 1,500 coming next week that are all for church orders. So, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a fun time with you.
That's a lot of poinsettias. Mr. John Scott, as always, thank you so much for being part of the program. And your hours of operation today are?
We are 9 to 6 today, 11 to 5 tomorrow. And still looking like Christmas around here, and there's still plenty of time to decorate. So we look forward to seeing everybody.
John Scott from Knollwood, have an outstanding poinsettia. A happy day.
Yeah, we'll see you, Mark.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru, Mark Weber, at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial, and there is an open line for you at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. Call us now. We would love to help you with whatever is going on in your yard, garden, and landscape. And without further ado, we're going to go back to the telephone lines at 457-1290, where we were speaking with Jim, who was from Centerville, and he had a second question for me. Jim, thank you so kindly for waiting for me to come back to help you. Go ahead, sir.
Sure, Mark. I appreciate it. Hey, I've got one other question, and that is, when is the best time to... I've got some taxes that are older taxes. Again, they're in the 25-year-old range, and I've kept them in that about a 2-foot diameter size, but they're getting a little woody on the inside, and I understand that you can rejuvenate those. And I was wondering when the best time, if that was possible, and when the best time to do it was.
Well, let's begin with a couple different things. Let's first start out and say it depends on the type of taxes or Japanese yew you have, and let me explain why. There are different types of yews. There is the Baqueda type, there's the Cuspidata type, there's the Media type, and there's probably a couple other ones that I think it's the Anglo-Jap yew, okay? There's like four or five different types, and if I missed one, please don't hold that against me. In each of which has unique characteristics of how it grows. And I'm going to give you the one that usually that does exactly what you said when you do it, and that is the cuspidata type of Japanese yew. Cuspidatas tend to grow a lot of interior buds from the bottom up, and even under dense shade, they will produce a significant number of secondary shoots and buds beneath their foliage. Okay. While conversely, let's talk about the other one, which does the opposite, which is the Media type. And Media, you'll see it in the books, is like Taxus X Media, which means it's a cross. And I don't remember right now as I stand here of exactly what the exact cross was of the Media type. But needless to say, this is a plant that, on the other hand, has a really high density at the top. And as it gets older, secondary buds die on the stems. It actually becomes kind of woody like a tree.
Okay.
And don't forget this plant's real parentage. This plant's real parentage is a tree.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the Japanese, the yew, as we know it in our in society. You ever read the book? Ever read the book, or maybe watch the movie Robin Hood?
I have. Yep.
Okay. Robin's bow, in that period of time, came from the yew. Hmm. The wood of the yew was utilized to make Robin's bow.
Okay.
So here we have a situation where we have a plant that in nature really, really, really wants to be a tree. Okay? It really, right. really wants to be a plant that gets, 20, 30 feet tall and a big brown green ball that's not really designed to be anything more than that. It's not designed to be artificially kept. In fact, Japanese yew, or Taxus as we know it today, is really a plant that we artificially keep at a low shape, just because that's what we desire to do. If we don't prune it, it turns into a small tree.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
So what you want to do is the take home message here is you want to go down at the base of the plant, and this time of year you can see it if it's there, and look for little tiny shoots. And they'll probably be maybe 1 inch in length, maybe 2 inches in length. And they'll have a little bit of greenness. You'll actually see green foliage sticking out.
Okay.
And so around the time that you pay your, another pun of mine, the time that you pay your taxes, okay, it's time to prune your taxes, okay?
Okay.
Get rid of the E and put an I in there. There you go. So when you prune your Japanese, use your taxes, at the same time that you pay your taxes. Now, if you're filing your taxes in February, don't prune it then, okay? Because trust me, there'll be somebody out there that'll probably do that. And God killed my bush because I did it when I did my taxes. So the take-home message here for you is go down there into the base of the plant, kind of pull the branches back, look at the base, and see if there's any green buds or green tissue.
Okay.
If there's green buds or green tissue, you got a really good chance to pull this off. Now, if it doesn't have it, it's pretty much like going and actually you probably have a better chance of getting this plant than you would to roll the dice at the casino. But if you do this same procedure with no buds on it, you run a half and half chance, a 50-50 chance of the plant making it or the plant not making it.
Okay.
And I say that from life experiences. It's a plant, you know, I always tell clients, you know, it's going to happen. Or the other way to look at it is, well, we've partly removed it.
is Runyon one of the varieties of Taxus?
Yeah, it is.
I think Runyon is what they are.
Taxus Runyoni?
Yes.
Let me do a quick check real quick. See, I when I had plant ID, I had all this in my, and we're talking 1970s when I had Taxus Runyoni is Taxus media. So we've got another cross again, which means it tends to have that really dense outer shell of needles.
Right.
So it is not going to be one that's going to be as it's going to be one that would be suspect if this process would work.
Okay.
So, like, for example, there's another Taxus called Green Wave, mm-hmm. which is a Taxus cuspidata. And that would be one that I would suspect you could probably get away with it.
Okay.
But then there's Taxus baccata. So there's too many Taxus in this life.
Sure.
And,
so after,
and by
after
the way, they're
having them for 25 years, it might be time to replace them.
Yeah, and you know, the other side of it is, you know, we've got a lot of really nice boxwoods now that are really nice plants that people are mm-hmm. utilizing that they're fairly, you know, winter hardy that do an excellent job at you know, providing a lot of good green. And Taxus, you know, I tend, in my view, like to utilize the boxwood group a little bit more than I do the Taxus group just because of the deer resistance issue. Because deer just love to eat taxes. I wish they'd eat some of the taxes I have to pay the government, but wouldn't that be something else? But does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, Mark. You've been very helpful.
I'm glad I could help, and I really hope you have a really great day, okay?
All right, you too. Have a nice Christmas.
Thank you, and bye-bye. Folks, when we come back, more Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. As you go about your holiday shopping, I encourage you to patronize local businesses, but I can add something to your list that's going to be, well, easy, and it's not going to cost a lot of money. And I'm talking about giving the gift of a great night's sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow has been a life changer for me. I've been so excited to talk about it over the last couple of years to encourage you to start sleeping better than ever, like I have been, falling asleep faster, staying asleep, more efficient sleep, helping me keep up with my busy lifestyle. So, Christmas last year and again this year, I have bought MyPillow for people I love, and you can too, and it's a great deal. Right now, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free. That simple. If you prefer to call 1-800-320-1481, ask for the Buy One, Get One Free special, and again, use the promo code WHIO. Nothing to lose. Every MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks and trucks to get you through the winter snow. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
The holidays are here. Come see what's new and in store for you at Elder Bierman North Park Center, the Mall at Fairfield Commons, and Kettering Town Center. Looking for that perfect gift? We're happy to help. With more of the brands you love, expanded selections in your favorite departments, and extra sales associates on hand to serve you, you're sure to find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list. You asked, we listened. Now let's shop. Elder Bierman, better brands, bigger savings.
Did you know you have a choice when it comes to end-of-life care? There's a lot to consider when choosing hospice care. As your local not-for-profit provider, Ohio's Hospice has a legacy of expertise and the dedicated staff to deliver superior care. We spend more on patient care because, as a not-for-profit, your care is our only mission. Make your choice the best choice. Choose Ohio's Hospice.
For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 30% on all in-stock Cabela's camp furniture and 25% on hunting boots for the family. Get $110 off a Bushnell Trophy Extreme 800 laser rangefinder. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. Doorbusters, where the first 250 in line receive a free giveaway. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
I'm working forward to colleagues I call friends.
At Synchrony Financial, every employee has a unique ambition. Not just something we look forward to, but something we work forward to. We're hiring call center representatives in Dayton. We'll help you fulfill your ambitions through generous benefits, competitive wages, and work that doesn't feel like it. Apply at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206.
Synchrony Financial is more than a workplace. We're a working forward place.
Hi, John Glazer for Glazer Soft Water, home of the 7-year, worry-free parts and labor warranty. Hard water, stinky water, iron stains, we've seen it all over the past 29 years, and we know how to fix your water. Financing includes 15 months same as cash and monthly payments on whole house systems as low as $25. Glazer Water has been making water great since 1988. Visit our website to learn more at Glazier, G-L-A-S-E-R, softwater.com.
One Ohio Lottery instant jackpot ticket, please.
The $1, $2, $5, or $10 ticket.
What's the difference?
The bigger the ticket, the bigger the win, up to $1 million.
Wow, just think what I could do with $1 million. $1 million.
No dream sequences in line.
Really?
Store policy.
Play the new instant jackpot games today with top prizes up to $1 million and more than $93 million in total prizes. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Flyers fans, make sure to start your pregame fun for all UD home basketball games at Casano's Pizza on Brown Street in University Place. Great deals on food and drink, and of course, lots of fun. See you there at Casano's.
Keeping your family safe. Our Storm Center 7 team of meteorologists bring you the information you need to know around the clock 24/7. Depend on the Miami Valley's severe weather station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It is 8:57. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Snow showers and flurries are likely for your Saturday. It will be blustery and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Snowfall accumulation generally less than an inch. A few areas west and north of Dayton may receive a little bit over an inch. Drying for your Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the New Life Doppler HG77 radar is overcast skies. We're resting at 24 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial, and I am so glad that you spend time out of your Saturday morning to be part of Garden Talk. It's been a pure honor and privilege to be here each and every week for the last 28 years. And I really hope you enjoyed today's program, and I hope more so that we have given you some really important information that will make a big difference in your world of plants. 457-1290. And without further ado, let's head back to the telephone lines and talk to Anna. Anne, good morning. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning. I love your show. I try to listen to you every week.
Well, I'm honored that you do so, ma'am. How can I help you?
Well, I thought I would express my disappointment in people at the end of Christmas. They will take their poinsettias, thinking they're dead, and throw them out when all they need is root room and water and a new pot.
Yeah.
They'll grow 6 foot tall, 6 foot wide inside the house.
How big is yours?
They grow 6 foot tall, 6 foot wide.
You got one?
The only problem with them is that their limbs are very, very delicate. You bump against them and the limb breaks off.
Yeah. And do you have one that big in your house?
Well, I did, but I broke some branches off of them. I've got two in my house now. I got one, and I added to it last year. The other one's about 8 years old.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, but they just grow like crazy if you'll put them in a bigger pot. And I use an underwater liner, let it draw the water as it needs it. So it always has exactly what it wants.
There you go. Well, ma'am, thank you for the call, and I really hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And thank you for being part of Garden Talk, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
457-1290 was the number. We're going to wrap up this morning's broadcast. Very special thanks to Garrett for putting up with me for the last 3 hours. And for each and every one of you for listening to this morning's broadcast. And this week was my birthday, and I tell you what, I feel more energized now than I did the day I was born because I get to do what I love to do, which is help you. And I'll be back next Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and we'll be here till 9. And as I've always said, and always will say, guarding my friends is a great quest in life. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the blessed earth in which we live. Please, my friends, get out there and do some gardening. But be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.